So maybe this will help people who still don't believe that things are coded. The actual word code is codex, which is book, right? Codex means book. God's word was forever settled in heaven before the foundation world. God's word is a codex. The word codex means book. And what is codex? Code. That's why you got the national electric code. You got the plumbing code. You got the building code. Everything is coded. Street codes. C-O-D-E. Codex. C-O-D-E-X. C-O means together. D is the door. E is the spirit. C-O-D-E. You got computer code. There's thousands and millions of books that have been written. Codex. There's codexes for how a city runs their food program. Codexes for everything. The books. The Holy Writ. It is written. Jesus said it is written. It is written. It is written. So if it's written, it's written down in a book. It's a codex. In the beginning was the Word. So when Bill Gates or whoever started the computers or made them popular, Bill Gates made them popular, somebody else started it, probably Unix, I guess. Even before then, mathematics, you know, addition and all that, even before computers, but computers makes it more clear, but they use digits, right? Now, what is a digit? Goes back to your finger. Your fingers are called digits. How many digits do you have? 10 toes, 10 fingers, 20 digits. 20 digits. Think about it. The computers are based off your fingers, counting with your fingers. It only makes sense. You got Adam and Eve, you got the male and the female, you got the ones and the zeros. You got the night and the day. One and zero. It's coded, people. Everything is coded. The only way you're going to see it is cut off the noise. If you can't see it, you're going to have to cut the noise off for a season to see it. So if your fingers are digits and the ones and zeros are digits, the computer code is ones and zeros. Codex is book, code. Whether it's programming code, Fortran, Python, PHP, it's all code. It's digits. Digital code. It's written. It is written. Jesus, when the devil attacked, Jesus said, "It is written. It is written. It is written." That's probably why the devil's mad, because it was written that there's going to be a Wile E. Coyote and a Roadrunner. And the devil hates the fact that he's playing that role, but he chose, God knew he would choose that path. It was written before the foundation world, so the devil thinks, and a lot of lost people probably think this way. Well, God made me this way. I had a stepdad, said that. Before I was telling him how to be saved. And on his deathbed, he died at 50 years old. On his deathbed, he called me. I was at work. I was doing some electrical estimating at a job. He called me at work, said, I just got saved. I said, that's good. He was on his deathbed. He said, I just got saved. He called me at my job. I said, hallelujah, praise God. Started crying at my desk. Man got saved. So a lot of people die at 50. Stepdad, dad, 50, the alcoholics, drinking themselves to death. But both of them said they got saved. Who knows? Who knows really, but that's what they said. They believe, so that's good. I think he died that day or night or the next day or something. But anyway, the codex is very clear that it's all about faith. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. You're going to be judged by the things done in the body. It's already written. The books are going to be open. So if you're judged by a book, you're in a book. So the 3D is a book. When you really get into deep meditation and concentration and pondering all this stuff, you get into a point where this is cartoon land. And everything that people say, you've already heard it 1,000 times. And you're like, okay. But they got their pride, you know, they got their pride that they came up with something new, but it's not anything new. They come up with some saying that there's nothing new. There's nothing new. It's already been. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. Read it, Ecclesiastes. Google it. The AI has nothing new. The AI is not even new, because the devil's an AI. The flesh mind is an AI. Flesh creatures. Nobody can hit you with anything new. That ought to be a shouting ground. Even the devil, he has nothing new. He has no new game. There's no trick that the devil can come up with that hadn't already been revealed to the saints. So when you break the codex, the 3D codex down, or the etymology, or even the words in the Bible, you take every word in the Bible and you that you can find that's independent, and then you follow it down. Let's say the word the cross in the Bible, right? So you'll find out the cross goes back to cut. Verses in the Bible goes back to turn. Together goes back to union. The blood flow, the river flow, goes back to flow. And so when you break everything down, it's kind of like if you have some computer code that's in language and you break it down to its C++ or C code, it's zeros and ones. So when you take the etymology and you break it down to its root, you get cut, turn, union, flow. There might be something like hot and cold. I mean, I'm just saying, you might have some words like hot and cold. That's the sine wave right there. But pretty much the main root words are cut, turn, union, and flow. And so the hot and cold would actually go back to turn, because if you got hot, you got cold, and it's a cycle, up and down, up and down, and up and down. If there's hot, there's cold, which is the turn verse. You can't go one day without the temperature changing, the pressure, the temperature. And so what happens when you break all the words, the codex? It doesn't matter if it's the Bible, it doesn't matter. Everything's based on the Bible. So any book, you take the words, you break them down to their root. And you'll see that everything that we do consists of those. In other words, if you look at a car and break it apart and follow those words, derive the root word from a car, a building, your human body, a tree, a fence. You take every word in that system. You got tree bark, you got leaves, you got branch circuits, you got roots, you got the liquid inside flowing. When you take everything of, let's say you take 10 systems, whether it's a car, a tree, a building, anything that you can think of, and you break it down to the roots, you'll see cut, turn, union, flow. Then you realize that everything that you look at is the same at its root, like ones and zeros. So if you're a Python programmer or you're a PHP programmer, you go down to this root and you get ones and zeros. And so the same with reality. The cross, the verses, Amos 3:3, union, how do you get back to God through Jesus? How can two walk together except they be in agreement, agree? Flow, the blood flow, the water flows, the currency flows, the current flows, the communication flows, everything has to flow. And so when you break every system down, you see that no matter where you go, it's the same at its very root. And when you find out that the truth is in everything, and everything is in the truth, the parts are in the whole and the whole are in the parts, you realize it's a fractal, and it's a fractal hologram. And the word hologram itself means holy writ. Hollow means holy, gram is grammar, goes back to written. The hologram, the Bible, is a holy writ, completely written. The earth plane, the 3D, is holy written. The unseen is holy written. It has to be a codex because God wrote the script. And when you realize the script, you've been ripped from the script. This is why the devil's mad. This is why the devil's mad and the demons and the unsaved. Because it's scripted. Script ripped. Where's the script ripped from? The letter T. T is the cross. So everything is ripped from the script. And what is the script? The story of the cross. So everything's a projection from the cross. And so everything that projects from the cross, which is everything, is a projection, which is not even the stuff that you touch is not even real. And so everything projects from that story of the cross. Marriage, husbands love your wives, Christ loves church. Going to work, sacrifice, punch the clock, pierce the clock. Work your 40 hours, 40 days in the wilderness. It's all scripted. And my point is, when you realize everything is that same story, there's no space, there's no time. Everything is the now. Every moment is the now. Every problem had a solution before the foundation world. God won't have his saints to beg bread. There's always a job. There's always something to do. There's always some food. There's always some water. There's always some truth. There's always the sine wave, the drama, the cube. There's always a career. There's always something to do. Because God put you down here to be useful in the hologram. Otherwise, you get bulldozed over.